for me, that is important. Education is key. And so if they would do that, we would support. And that is why they have been given. But when you look at the market situation, we should not create a disjointed activity. National Sanitation Day must be a national call where everything should come to a halt. After all, you have 30 days to trade, and only 3 hours out of the 30 days you are to close shop and get involved. That should not be a problem. Ultimately, we will look at that concern, but the best situation, the best position would be advanced for a communal work to be done. Otherwise, GPRTU may also come and say they want to do it on a Wednesday. The fisher folks will come and say they want to do it on a Tuesday. Then it loses international color and its power and force for enforcement. So we would consider. I would say that if they want to do a massive work on the Friday preceding the National Day, that could be permitted. But maybe the Saturday too, they must buy into the National Sanitation Day, and then we can maybe reduce their hours. Instead of 6 to 10, we could consider 6 to 9 or 6 to 8:30 if they have done a good job on a Friday to deal with the situation before the National Day. The National Sanitation Day has come to stay, and it will take a collective effort, a collective stance for us to make it work. When it works, it will leave our communities clean, have filth dealt with. Not only that, we want National Sanitation Day not to be an ordinary campaign, but should spearhead an attitudinal change in Ghana. We need to engage ourselves in appropriate disposal methods. People must be responsible not to litter indiscriminately. The Assembly will do its bit by providing the necessary infrastructure. We've talked about the 240-liter bins that are to be distributed. We've talked about getting communal places stacked with compact tracks and containers that will be efficiently collected. The Assembly will continue to spend to make sure sanitation is taken care of. And last but not the least, we want National Sanitation Day to help us reduce our health bills. If we will not clean our drains and leave stagnant water, we are sure to have increases in OPD attendance with malaria cases. But if we would do this right, I believe we would be reducing our health bill. Let us all just remember, 3 months back, we were grappling with the issue of cholera. Cholera was not an issue that was just sanitation. It was killing. It was killing our people. And if we would not clean our cities, we would not ensure good sanitation practices. Cholera, which is a filth-related disease, should not be found in Ghana, least to be found in Tema. Tema would stand up and do it right. Tema will wage the war on anybody who goes against National Sanitation Day.
This is of national nature. Our chiefs, our pastors, and everybody has agreed that we just give 1 day, 3 hours in a day, so that we together ensure that our place is clean, our environment is clean. We will therefore plead with all, everybody, to involve him or herself to this exercise. For today, we've decided to go in the way of education, educate them on what to do. But I think next time, we will use a bit force. We of the police wouldn't want to be chasing people to clean their environment. We want everybody to come out of his or her own so that together we get a clean environment. Next time, we're going to invoke the communal labor by laws of the assemblies. But we didn't want to be chasing people. We want people to come out of their own to help clean the environment.